The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to, oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB247, Pet Club 247.
PodcastOne.com presents Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan and co-host Gina Grad can introduce you to the world of psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal activity. Now, here's your hosts, Susan Pinsky and Gina Grad.
Welcome to a special edition of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, something I've really wanted to do for a long time. I'm here with Gina Grad and my husband, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Hey there. Hey now.
It's I've been waiting for this moment because my show tapes at the same time as HLN tapes Dr. Drew on call.
Yes.
So we brought in our special psychic medium, du jour, Lisa Williams.
Hi.
Who is the expert that I always love to go to for special readings. And I wanted to mention that we had a huge success at Hillsides. Our gala raised $450,000 for the Hillside Kids.
It was awesome.
I believe that needs to be billboarded. $450,000.
That's huge. It took us 5 months, and I put together a brilliant committee of my friends and the regulars at Hillsides. And Carrie Espinoza forged us through the battle, and we came out with flying colors. And we celebrated art, and we're celebrating fostering children's lives.
The other thing is every dollar that place gets. If you're interested in seeing the organization, it's hillsides.org. Every dollar goes to extraordinarily good use. They have a staff that is so deep and so talented and so rich in personnel. And each kid gets the access to all of this. Every dollar benefits the well-being of these kids.
Yes, and that's why I love this. We've been with them for 10 years. But it was really exciting for us because we outdid the previous year by $50,000. Except for the centennial. It was a great experience,
and it was so amazing to see you in action. By the way, you and your gown and your hair and you're doing your thing. And
you didn't look so bad yourself.
Thank you very much. The dress fit better the week before, but you just taking charge of that situation and looking amazing.
It was like being the amazing bride. It was like being a bride and a groom at a wedding.
Yeah, the two of you, Ken and Barbie,
looked like a big wedding.
It was really extraordinary.
And Pasadena came out
absolutely
and joined us, and everybody had a great time. And
absolutely,
that was sort of the goal because we wanted everybody to enjoy their experience and spend lots of money, and they did. So anyways, let's move on. And we have a special guest today, Mac or Mackenzie, and I want to introduce you to Lisa Williams.
Hi. Are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Actually, I'm nervous because, you know, now I'm being told it's a special edition and pressure.
I'm feeling the same thing. I didn't know it was a special edition until 2 seconds ago. Something I've been waiting for a long time. Like, really? What are we getting into here? Mac, you get my back here, all right? I got yours.
I'm like, oh,
I got you, Drew, and you've always had mine, so we're cool.
Well, I thought of this 5 months ago when I started the Hillsides Committee, and I had to wait this long, so that's why I'm excited.
All righty. Wow.
It's special for me.
I don't Mac or Mackenzie, is that right?
Yes, exactly.
What do you prefer, Mac?
Everybody calls me Mac, but you know, Mackenzie is kind of a mouthful. So
no,
Mac,
I've been told Mackenzie. I'm sorry.
Have you?
Oh,
she just
yeah.
pointed over her shoulder like, well, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Been told Mackenzie by wow. nobody that any of us can see, just FYI.
No, I have no idea. I don't even know what you look like. Okay, so have you ever had a reading before?
I have.
Okay, cool. Well, let me explain how I do. I speak to dead people. I'm just going to be blunt because yeah. at the end of the day, I do the psychic stuff as well, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting. And I always ask, do you want to know everything?
I do. I want to know everything.
Okay, fantastic.
And some of it might be odd and shocking and upsetting, but, that's okay, too.
Not in my world. Let me just put it that way.
that's more for the listeners.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. All right, because in my world, anything goes. Well, let me explain what's been happening. And I was telling the ladies, actually, before we came on air, I was actually going around my bathroom, kind of getting ready, da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, I was feeling like I needed to start singing sort of 70s music. And my iPod went on, and I was singing 70s music. And then I kept feeling, I felt as though this guy was watching me in the shower. It was really quite odd, actually.
The showers.
And I was being shown. I was feeling like my heart was racing. And then the odd thing that was getting that was happening is, as I was driving here, I was getting more and more angry. I was getting really, really upset, really angry, really determined. Like, wanting to shout, wanting to scream, wanting to kind of get my point across, wanting to get my voice heard. And like I was not heard. And I almost was. And I had no idea who I was reading for. Still don't know who you are, but it was like, I'm getting so angry, like my voice needs to be heard. I need to be heard. And I, now I'm talking to you, I kind of feel like that's how you have been. So would you relate to what I've just said to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty sure I know who was
okay.
watching you in the shower.
All right, good. All right. Don't tell me, because that's my job. All
no,
right.
Not, so it was no, a man, I'm by the way. She did tell me
it was a man.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. And also, who would actually have red hair? Would that be you or would that be him?
He had red hair as a younger man.
Okay.
I have red hair.
Okay, good.
Reddish hair.
Reddish hair. Because, yeah. I'm a fake redhead, But I just kept being shown red. All right, let me go with this. And it's quite funny because I often stand up and talk, but I'm kind of refraining from getting out my seat. But what I feel with this gentleman, and I... Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. I have a father connection that's actually stepping forward here, please. Mm-hmm. And what I'm actually being shown, actually, thank you, is he's showing me that he passed very quickly. There's a feeling of a sudden passing, but someone was expected. Thank you. There was complications regarding his lifestyle that actually created these problems. Would you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you. What I'm also being shown here is I keep being shown drugs. There's a lot of drugs, and I keep seeing alcohol, drugs, drug abuse, drug. And I just keep feeling overwhelmed by drugs, and I want to go to rehab for some reason. Obviously, I know Dr. Drew's here, but I want to go rehab. And... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this Amy Winehouse kind of feeling that I'm going with, that, there's a lot of drugs. And I feel as though this was your life for a period of time from actually quite a young age. Would you relate to this?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry if I'm bringing stuff up, but oh no, okay, fine. He's just said that she wrote about this. So whether you've actually written about
this. You're kidding
me. No, that's what I've just heard.
Okay.
So whether you've actually said that, you've written about it, I don't know. But he's coming to
I have.
Okay, good. Well, he's coming to the age of around 14, and I keep being shown number 1414. And I've written it three times.
Ugh.
So for some reason, there's a connection to the age of 14. Okay, wow, thank you. And I'm actually going to ask you a personal question. Have you had the issues with the drugs yourself?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, because what he's showing me is that whether the age of 14 is when you got into it, but he's showing me he had an influence about you and 14.
Yes.
Okay, good.
He wrote a song about me called She's Just 14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that would be where the music comes in. I do also have to bring in something that Gina said off air, very jokingly, because she wanted a piece of paper, and then, she had no pen, and she said, what am I going to do, stick my vein and write with blood? And then I went, there was heroin or something was shot up the vein.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Okay, all right, because it just all of a sudden came to me. All right, so let me go with it.
It's good.
All right, it's all kind of coming in randomly here. I just want to find some formulation here. Okay.
Can you tell him I said hi?
Well, Well, let
he
me.
He knows that.
Let me.
Okay, sorry.
Because he's no, he's still here. All right, and he's waiting patiently. But he was never a patient man. Is what
never,
he was just,
never
a patient man. And he's showing me actually. Okay, I need to tell you for some reason he loved your mother, and he keeps talking about how he loved your mother. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
All right, and who would Michelle be?
What?
All I tell you the reason why is all I heard was that song Michelle My Belle, and my middle name's Michelle, and I was just hearing Michelle.
That was his second wife.
Okay, right. Ooh. How honest can I be? All right.
Go.
Because I feel as though Michelle had a lot of influence over him, and I actually feel as though it was detrimental. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay, and I feel as though he never stopped loving your mom, and even though it was his second wife, he should have learned his lesson, but she enabled him. She enabled him. There was a lot of enabling. And I feel as though, I almost feel as though there's a lot of unresolved issues between you and maybe Michelle or something like that, okay?
Yes.
Because as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking, oh my God, am I going to get out of here and get shot kind of thing? Because,
no,
but you know what I mean? I feel as though she's not, she's in denial, or whether she's still with us, I don't know, but there's a feeling of being in denial. And I just feel...
Yes.
And I just feel, oh, okay, fine, thank you. Your father is actually, he's a nice guy, and I have to tell you, sober and clean, nice guy.
Nice guy.
Really beautiful guy, but when he's on drugs, there's a totally different switch. Thank you, he's just said, flip of the switch and I'm someone else. It's like,
yes.
Bang. And what he's...
Yes.
Okay, he's just said that, I can't believe you came clean about our life. And the word was
he's
our.
He's saying that?
Yeah, hold on, whoa. Yeah. I can't believe you came clean about our life, and I'm sorry. And I'm so. Oh, okay, all right, okay. I just have to get into this space because my own perception goes, no, this is wrong. But then I go through my own barriers and go, oh, this is interesting. And there was some form of abuse here, and I've just heard sexual abuse.
Yes.
Well, oh. Okay, I've just heard sexual abuse, and what? Why do I want to put a wedding tiara on top of your head? Like I want to dress you up like a little doll, and I feel like you're my little prize, and I feel like I want to marry you and not somebody else.
That's what he wanted.
It's so incestuous.
Yes, that's exactly the word.
And I've done a lot of these readings, and I was actually, unfortunately, in a relationship that was incestuous with their family members. And so it kind of just triggered something off in me, and it was like, whoa. And I just kept seeing all of this incest. But for some reason, there's something about a wedding dress or a connection to a wedding. And he just was...
I wonder what he's talking about.
Okay.
I kind of might know.
Okay, I have no idea, but he's just talking about this wedding. It's like he wanted you to be the fairy princess. He wanted you to be kind of the person that kind of let everything go. I got to stand up. And what he's showing me here is that he wants to give you a real, real feeling of that he's so sorry. And he's actually really proud of you. Wow. He's proud of the fact that you came out with this. Did you come out with it on national television as well?
Yes.
Because he's so proud of the fact that he was seen. But the one thing that you did do, and this is the one thing that he really likes, and I have to tell you this, is even though you came out, he was quite well known, because I keep being shown a well-known singer, something to do with 70s, 80s, I don't know. But and what he's actually showing me is that you came out with it on national television, but you actually said that you loved him and that he was not a bad person.
Yes.
Because you actually defended him, thank you. And he's also making me aware that you had either a lot of people writing in or a lot of fan mail, just a lot of mail that was like, I can't believe you're saying this, this is disgusting, da 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 da.
Yes.
And he's actually saying that you stood up for him, and he's so proud of you as a daughter. He's so, if you could see what I'm doing now, I'm like, oh yeah. You know,
she's on her feet.
I'm on my feet.
On her feet.
And that's when it all happens. And he's like, he's so proud of you. And the interesting thing is is he doesn't want anyone to have any disrespect. And he keeps telling me that he's sorry that he gave you that bad feeling about sex. So whether you've had, I don't know, some sexual issues, all right, you said I can go anywhere, but there's some kind of, you know, sexual stuff. And I just feel as though he's actually apologizing for this. Who would the name Philip mean, or what would the Philip be?
That's our last name.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I just kept getting Philip, and I have no idea. Okay, where are we going with this? All right. You know what? He's just given me an image of him picking you up and swinging you around like this swing kind of, you know, and it's so beautiful. It really is. It's so, so beautiful. Okay. He's saying when he passed, there was nothing anybody could do, and he's showing me that there was not a lot of things that could be done. But what he's actually showing me is, in some ways, that you two found your resolution. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And he's so happy. He's so happy that you actually found the resolution just before he passed, and he's showing me that he knew he was going to cross, but he didn't tell anybody. But because I feel as though he'd not been well for some time, but it was as though it came as a very sudden shock. Thank you. He's making me aware. Sorry, when I say thank you, it's because they're giving me information.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, good. I probably said it several times. But he's given me this feeling of a connection to the heart area, like there was a problem with the heart, complications to the heart through to drugs, and it feels to me as though it came on very, very quickly. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He's also making me aware that he may have been due for a surgery, or may have was talking about surgery, but it never actually happened.
Yes.
Okay. And he's showing me that no one really knew about this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, because this is not something that people, you could Google or whatever, okay? And he's making me aware also, he's a very casual guy, all right? He's kind of really, really casual. Now, for some reason, I have to bring Dr. Drew into this, but did you know this guy as well?
Okay. Only through Mac.
Okay, because what he wants to do is actually want to thank you for whatever you have done for her, because you have actually turned her life around like 180 degrees. And he's actually saying he wants to shake your hand and be this kind of, you know, you did this to my daughter, and this really means something to him, and it's like this is the closest thing he can get to thanking you.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Though I have conflicted feelings about him.
Well, fair enough, and I think most people would at this point, but I have to tell you, the drugs was the one thing that screwed him up, and I do feel as though he had these moments, and forgive me for putting the right word on it, but he had this kind of multiple personality, this, you know, split personality. He would flip from one extreme to the other. And I feel as though without these drugs, beautiful soul, just very caring. And he keeps giving me animals for some reason. There's animals around. It's like he loved animals, or you loved animals, or there's something about the animals, like the unconditional love. Do you understand this?
He loves animals. Okay. He loves animals. We all do.
Okay. And I feel as though, I don't know whether you were born up on a farm or something like that, but there's this kind of, you know, real farm side to it. Just okay, I can sit down now. I've got over my little rant. but he's just bringing me in with animals. And actually, he's giving me problems here. Can I ask, has your mum crossed?
No.
Right, she's still with us. Okay, has she had breathing difficulties or chest conditions?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Okay.
She's on oxygen.
Okay, because I'm getting this problem with breathing, and he's concerned about your mum, all right? Mm-hmm. And he's actually shown me that his heart goes out to her. Now, you know, there's been a lot of concerns about her. I don't feel as though she can walk as well. There's a feeling of difficulty of walking. Or thank you. He's just said that she can't walk far. Does that make sense?
That's absolutely true.
Okay. And he's saying that he's so proud of you for actually, for some reason, you're either taking care of her, you're looking after her, and he's so happy that you're actually doing this. He's saying, because, you know, again, people in the media, people, whatever they want to do, I feel as though you're quite well known, but there's people in the media, they have their judgment, they have these things, and may I swear?
Yeah.
Please. He said you can tell them to fuck off.
Dad.
You know, and that's him, and he's like, tell them to fuck off, because no one knows the shit that happened in our house, and we were fucking happy. And that's him.
That is so John, It's so him.
It is. It's like, hey, you know. And I just adore him. He's saying, come to Papa. What does that mean?
Oh, well, he was Papa John.
Okay, who's that?
She doesn't know who that is.
Just trust us on this one.
Okay, I'm just carrying on. Okay.
That's a validation.
Okay, because he's just said,
just say thank
Papa.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I don't know. I'm English. That's what I blame it on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's just saying, come to Papa. And he's kind of winked, actually. He's got this little cheeky wink about him. Real, you know, and I want to, just a real fun guy. When he was, you know, he really had this real fun side to him. And he's actually showing me here that music was the biggest problem in his life, because he was such a talented, gifted musician, but the whole lifestyle took him in a totally different road. And he had issues with his own father as well. Does that make sense?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. And his issues with his own dad really, really created a lot of turmoil. And it caused him to be a little bit twisted, a little bit, you know, there was a lot of stuff that kind of twisted around. And that's what he's showing me, that although you shouldn't say that there's a cycle and that he should have broken the cycle, but he didn't. And right. I'm actually being shown as though there was some form of physical abuse from his dad. So whether, you know, that's what happened, but I don't know. But he just wants to give you so much love. He's so, so, so proud of you. Do you write music as well?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. He's adamant.
I used to write with him.
Okay. He wants you to get this music heard, because for some reason you have got hidden music in like a box underneath somewhere, whether it's underneath.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's under my bed. It's right here.
I was just
going
to say, it's under the bed. All right. And he's showing me that you need to dig Drew that stuff out.
Drew's making faces. If you could see his face
a little
right
wide-eyed.
Now. He's like, he's got his head cocked to the side with that quizzical look on his face. Like,
I look like our dog.
Huh? Wow. How did you know this? But he's showing me. And would your bedroom be like in a cream setting? I don't know, cream kind of bed as such.
Yes, the bed is cream.
Okay,
yeah.
It's like I'm looking through his eyes, and that's quite. And I just keep feeling as though like I'm looking through his eyes. But you love color. Color is your thing, and he's showing me that you're very expressive. But you've got to pull this music out. And actually, there's a song there that you've written, which is quite a slow song, which is about your dad and about your forgiveness to your father, isn't there?
Yeah.
All right. He wants that released.
Holy mackerel!
What? Oh, wow.
Release it? Can I get a piece of this?
He wants... Your music is actually
Ladies and gentlemen,
incredible.
My wife.
Your music is really incredible, and he wants you to pick up the guitar again.
I haven't played a note in years. All right. Thanks, Dad. I'll try.
He wants you to pick up the guitar again, and he wants you to sing, and he's saying your voice is still as perfect as it ever was. Aww. And he wants you to really write these songs. And if you don't want to record them, I'm sure someone else will want to.
I have a couple questions. I feel
yeah, I do too,
to
actually.
Okay.
First of all, Mac, are you okay with all this? This must be very stirring
I mean,
for you.
It's very emotional for me.
Yeah.
But you know what? When my dad was, he never set out to be this sort of predatory guy, you know, and I can separate who he was supposed to be and who he actually became.
I'm hearing it for the first time. Mostly because I feel protective of what you and what happened to you as a result of his addiction. And once somebody hurts somebody, I become pretty unforgiving. So that's sort of me. And my other question is to you is, he had other people around him that crossed over. Were any of them around?
I don't know. Let's find them.
May I ask a question real quick just about the music that you spoke about? Just to play devil's advocate. When you just said that he had a song about him that he would like her to release, that makes sense that it's about him and he would like it released. But do you think it should be released?
Well, you know what? I'm going to actually say this in my sense. I feel as though it's going to fulfill. I feel as though there's something missing in Mac, and she's hidden that side to her away. And I feel as though I'm just going to tell you. I used to be a singer, and when I sit at a piano, when I sing, and I recently sang on stage, and it really filled my heart. And I feel as though that kind of does the same for you. It fills your heart, but it's a side of your life where you've hidden because it's so hurtful. It's so tormented. And And I feel as though if you do that, it will fill your soul and actually help part of the healing. I mean, I'm no expert, but with regards to it, I think for her to actually see whether she records it or someone else records it, you know, like Beyonce or someone, I think it's going to have a fulfillment.
I think that when I hear myself ask it, I think what I'm starting to realize is I'm sort of taking more of what Dr. Drew said, like, you know, protective of her. Like, well, this is her decision, well, you know, not his decision.
But I could also say, right, interesting, but I could say that I know Mac, and when she's done stuff publicly, it gets very hard for her, but it's ultimately good for her when she does it.
I actually agree. Absolutely. And I feel as though it's really going to fulfill her and actually face things. And it's almost like you're going to be sticking, you know, the middle finger up to the rest of the world and say, well, look, hey, this is who I am.
Well, that's always fun, too.
Well, that's what she has to do.
Yeah, and that's how I feel that
that's... Are you cool with that?
That's what I do every day.
It's just another Tuesday is what she's saying.
What's that?
One of my brothers said to me, he said, you know, after all that has happened to you, he said, if all that stuff had happened to me and had been so public, I would never leave the house again.
Yeah.
Mm. And I make it a point, you know, to hold my head up high and walk through my life.
Amen.
With dignity.
And I agree, because it wasn't your fault. You know,
that's right.
And I hope that me bringing in the different side to your father now will allow the public to see a totally different side. And of course, there's always going to be those skeptics. Oh, she knew, da da da. I have to tell you, I knew absolutely nothing. And I still don't know anything.
She doesn't know anything.
Right.
But it's like people, and I just kept seeing that people didn't believe you. People didn't believe you. But your story is true. And actually, to a degree, your father didn't believe you because he wanted to wipe it away.
Right.
But he's showing me that he did. Now, Dr. Drew also asked if there's anybody else around. I kept getting another guy and a girl around him. So, and I've written the name Cassandra down because it reminded
Cassie. My gosh.
Who would
Cass.
Okay.
Mama Cass.
It's Mama Cass.
Who's that?
It's all right.
Once again, just trust
okay.
us. Lisa's British, okay?
Let's just carry the British thing through. All right. Okay, the reason why I got Cassie is I used to be a member of a singer in a band, and my singer, my friend who sang with me, her name was Cassie, so I was seeing my friend Cassie. That's where else am I going to pull up a name like that, really? Anyway.
Yeah.
How can you be so magical and just so adorable? Like, she has no idea.
You know what? Because I tell you the reason why, and it was Merv Griffin's fault. I blame Merv for it all, totally. And he said, just stay real. Just
Amen.
Don't change. Just do your thing. And I just do my thing.
Wait, but how's Mama Cass?
We got Mama Cass. Whoever Mama Cass is.
Whoever Mama Cass is. There's the papa and the mama.
This means nothing to her, Susan.
I almost kind of feel... Okay, everyone's talking about Mama...
I mean,
okay.
She'll know who we're talking about. I mean, put it together. Papa,
yeah, all right, okay. In a minute, we will.
And the moms
But what I keep being shown is when they were talking about Mama Cass, I kind of envisaged in my own head that this woman had, like, this apron on and was a little bit mama, but she wasn't, you know. That was my vision. But she was very ballsy. She was a real ballsy woman.
You bet she was.
And she was a right firecracker, actually.
Yeah.
And she's showing me that she I want to take you under my wing with her, almost like I want to kind of nurture you and look after you. But again, I've got these drug stuff going. Did anyone die of an overdose?
Yes.
Was that her?
Well, that's not
maybe
what the public heard, but yeah, that is a speculation.
Actually, she
for sure.
Dunahams.
No, she didn't. That is a myth.
I was 6 when I heard the story.
Not only that, I know as a clinician, you can read through the smoke screens.
Okay, well, from my
I'm
point
sorry,
of view,
Mama. I'm
no,
sorry.
From my point of view, she died of a drug overdose. That was from my point of view. And you know, when you're all talking, I'm sort of nodding my head like a little nodding dog.
We didn't really talk about it in those days, right?
But yeah, you don't. And I just kept feeling as though it was a drug overdose. And I feel as though, again, a lot of music here. I keep feeling like the bell bottoms. I want to be in bell bottom jeans kind of thing.
Yep,
it's kind
you're right on it.
Know,
you're right on it.
It's kind of cute, really.
add in a few silk embroidered caftans and you're there.
I just adore her. She's so sweet, but she's a right ballsy character, right feisty one. And actually very, very good looking and very intelligent, actually. She had a bit of a brain on her, but she's just a drugs fucked it up. So she's again showing me that there was a lot of addiction, and I almost feel as though you grew up with that addiction. I almost want to put you on the road with that addiction, like either you toured with them or something else.
Yes. Okay. That's absolutely true.
Okay, good. Because I kept being shown that you were involved in that, and she's just giving you one big squeeze. It's like she wants to come and give you a big squeeze. And actually, she's showing me that she may have seen what was going on between your father and you, and she turned a blind eye.
That early on. She died when I was very young. I was 12. I don't remember the abuse when I was young, but apparently it was going on.
Yeah.
Still don't know it.
She's showing me that she turned a blind eye, and she's saying you didn't talk about it in those days, you know. Didn't. Would there have been? I don't know whether this was like a group or something. Were the four of them in there?
Yes.
Okay, because I kept seeing ABBA. You know, the two men, the two women. That's how I'm looking at it.
I think that the band that we're talking to, ABBA, was modeled after them, basically.
Okay.
There wouldn't have been an ABBA if there hadn't been this band that we are actually speaking to from the beyond right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I just kept, I spend a lot of time in Scandinavia, right? So I just kept seeing ABBA. And what I also keep showing is that the other guy who was part of the group was also passed as well, correct?
Is he there?
He's here. Well, he's sat right. He's actually sat a little bit further back. He's kind of just stayed a little bit out of this.
That's his style.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't want to be part of this, but he's a really nice guy, really quiet, kind of gentle energy about him. And I just keep being shown there's a real lovely... I just want to give him a big squeeze, you know? And I feel that he hasn't been gone long, so whether he passed in, you know... Not as long as the lot. I feel as though it's fairly recent. I don't know, maybe 6-7 years.
More like 2 or 3, but yeah. You're
okay, two
right.
or three.
Yeah.
Because he's just such a nice guy, and he's showing me that in some ways I feel as though you kept in touch with him.
Yes, I did. And my Denda.
And he loves you so much, and I feel as though you were like a daughter figure to him. And
he called himself my Dutch uncle.
Okay, you know, earlier on when I was bringing through your father, I also thought, hold on, there's an uncle coming in. It's so interesting.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And I just kept feeling that, but now obviously you know, because he's just sat there at the back, just sort of like, hey, how you doing? Chilling out.
I mean, it could be Scott or it could be Denny. It could be one of them. They both were like uncles to me. I don't know which one it is, but it's probably Denny.
Who? It feels like it's the Denny. Was he in the band with your dad?
Yes.
Yes, that's him.
Okay.
That's him. And I feel like, you know, my grandmother was used to say, I stand at the back and hum, because she couldn't sing. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of given me that feeling like, I'll just stand at the back and, you know, hum and be at the back and just not be the forefront. That's how he's showing me. But a really nice guy. Lovely, lovely guy. And he's saying thank you for acknowledging him. And he's giving me flowers for some reason. There's a feeling of...
Oh, okay.
You understand that?
It might be, yeah. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
All right, because he kept giving you flowers. So he's making me aware of that as well. And also he's giving me a guitar as well. He's placing a guitar in your hand.
Goodness.
Oh, and Denny died 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
did he? It's that long? God, my timing is off.
That's
God,
all right.
7 years ago?
Rich is Googling.
Yeah.
Producer Rich is Googling.
That's what happens when someone passes. It feels like yesterday.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, my God. And I have a grandmother coming through as well, who's quite strong as well. She's like, God, you've got the world in his wife, haven't you? It's like this grandmother's really strong. She's a real, I don't know whether a bit of battle axe or whatever, but real kind of a strong, assertive woman.
Yes.
And just adorable, just kind of rounding everybody up, like saying, hey, you know, come on, we're going to do it this way.
Come on over here, everybody.
Yeah, come on, kind of, you know, I'm going to cook for everyone. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make sure everyone's in line and no arguing. Otherwise, I will slap you, you know. And that's her. And she's giving you so much love. And she wants to put your hair in, we call them bunches in the UK.
Pigtails.
Okay, pigtails. She wants to bunches. Put your hair in bunches, like pigtails. And she's telling me that you always had the greatest smile. You always had the greatest smile. Now she's actually showing me here. I've got to ask here. Do you smoke?
Yes.
She's telling you to give up smoking.
Oh, God. Drew always tells me to give up smoking, too.
Thank you, Grandma.
Yeah. Well, she's actually telling you to give up smoking because...
Now I can gang up on you.
Yeah, he can say, hey, your grandma's here. but what she's actually saying is that you've actually probably had a little bit of trouble with your chest recently. Maybe you've had a bit of a cold, pneumonia or something. But she's saying just keep an eye on your chest and she wants you to give up smoking. And what's your diet as well, please?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Not that it's bad, but it's just...
No. I know what she's talking about. I just decided to give up sugar a couple days ago.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All righty. Do you have any other questions or anything else? It's like, I can see everyone's brains ticking here. It's like...
I mean, I have questions, but, I think I already know the answers.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel the love. And I know that when my father passed away, I felt as though I had been sort of cast adrift without answers, and that the only person who could give me any answers had died. And I cried and I cried and I felt horribly alone. And then I had this moment of peace where I knew that I already had the answers, and that the fact that he had died, I didn't need him to tell me the answers. I already knew in my heart,
yeah.
You know?
I'm writing something frantically down, but I'm just going to tell you this is what's coming to me. I was told that the way your life was lived was a lesson for you so you can move forward and be strong and actually be a role model for other people who are going through exactly the same thing. Because what you're actually doing is you have brought it out into the forefront. You've let go of the stigma and you have just said, hey, this shit actually happens and this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to be a role model. I'm going to talk about it. And, I don't care who doesn't believe me because this actually does happen. And what you're doing, and I'm just going to say this from my point of view, not from my point of view, from a witchy woo point of view, which is what I call it. You holding on to this music that's underneath your bed and keeping that music to yourself, it's almost as though you can help other people through music. Look at Christina Aguilera with all her music. It's like, it's like this is life changing and you have the power because of who you are, and I've got chills, to actually change people's lives. Thank you. And I've been shown a charity that either you'll set up or you'll do, and that's how you will now finally step into that role of being the role model, because you are powerful and you are strong and you have grown through it.
That's so beautiful.
That's how, that's sincerely from my own heart that I feel that for you.
I guess, thank you, that's beautiful. I guess what I do kind of want to know, I have Mamas and the Papas memorabilia all around my house, and people kind of think it's weird that I would have pictures of my dad and my... it's kind of my legacy,
uh-huh.
This band that my dad created. And sometimes Mamas and Papas photos jump off the wall or fall off of a shelf.
Uh-huh.
And
Lisa's not surprised.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's my dad saying, I'm here.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't go back to the way you used to live, because then all this would have been for nothing.
Completely. Completely. And that's exactly what it is. And I just have to say, everyone's just going Mamas and Papas. That, I kind of recognize the name, but Mamas and Papas in England is actually a baby kind of carrying thing.
Yeah, they got the name from the band.
Oh, did they?
For the prams, yeah.
Oh, that's it, the prams.
I have never heard this before.
Oh, no. So when she said Mamas and Papas, I just immediately went to pushchair. I'm a baby.
Pushchair? So true.
Blown away. But Mac, the most important thing here is everything Lisa said about you is true.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah. So that's, you got to own it. Yeah. And, you've already changed. I mean, you know the impact you had. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, working in treatment and recovery and working with young addicts and alcoholics trying to get clean and sober, I'm so passionate about it. And I know I'm doing the right thing, and I know I'm good at it, and I know it's right, you know.
Yep. Just to know that you can do more, you know, from Lisa is really inspiring.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
It is very spiritual.
Wow. I was shaking, and I cried. It's amazing, and we appreciate you opening up.
Thank you for letting me read for you.
This felt cathartic, I think, for everybody, even though this is so personal for you. Thank you for letting us be a part of it.
So,
and Lisa, thank you.
We're gonna take a little break here, and then we're gonna have Lisa talk to Drew, and I'd love to keep you on the line.
Sure, I'll stay if it's okay with Drew.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll be right back.
What are people saying about PodcastOne.com?
Podcast One is my favorite place to go to.
Steve Austin, Chris Jericho.
I love Adam Carolla.
Oh, I really enjoy the Bret Easton Ellis podcast.
Now I can finally listen to Loveline during the day.
Dr. Drew is amazing. He's my favorite.
All my girlfriend cares about is what Brandi Glanville said on the last podcast.
Dan Patrick's awesome.
I listen on my phone.
On my iPad all the time.
On my laptop.
On my iPod.
It makes traffic so much easier to handle.
Get the shows you want, when you want, how you want at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Now, back to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Welcome back to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. We have Susan, of course, here. I am her co-host, Gina Grad. We have Lisa Williams, who just read Mackenzie Phillips, which was unbelievable. And now she's going to read Dr. Drew. And this is very exciting. And Mackenzie is still on the phone. And
my wife claims that she's been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes, this is really, I mean, this is the
I'm shaking.
The
can't
electricity
even breathe.
In the air is really, really palpable.
Really? My hands were sweating.
Yeah. Please take it away, Lisa.
What is she expecting?
Okay, well, I have no idea. But you see, what was interesting, I felt as though coming in, I know obviously this is what your wife does, but I felt as though you've got an air of skepticism about you.
Mm-hmm.
And because of obviously the work that you do, you're very scientific, you want fact. Okay, fine. And it's almost as though you question everything.
Mm-hmm.
You question everything. Now, immediately, I do actually have Susan's mum come
Hi,
in.
Mom. Why wouldn't you?
All right. We know who will be here.
But we know
the
who
usual
will be
suspects
here. It's the usual, well, I mean, she's come through once before. But has your mum crossed over as well? Okay. In that case, it's your mum. She's like a mother to you. She's mothering you, all right? So whether that's something
she's
that
a real
she,
mother.
Would, she would do, because I just want to kind of grab you, kind of, you know, help you. And she's very nurturing. All right. I want to say very, very
she
nurturing.
Was. But she's been in the news this week. So, Mom, you're going to have to wait.
She's been in the news this week?
No. Well, you know, the whole mother-daughter relationship.
Oh,
so.
All
right. Okay. Well, she just keeps wanting to give this to you. Okay. I've got to give this, but there's a feeling, I'm not sure if you're writing a new book or there's a new book that you're actually coming out with, because she's actually encouraging you to keep writing, because there's been a block. Either you've actually just, there's been a block either with fact of writing or you something stopped you all right, and there's also been concerns, whether it's been concerned about production or something about the production. I feel as though something's changing hands, or there's been production crew changing hands as such. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. She's showing you, she's saying, don't worry, because you rule the roost.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And you're too much of a workaholic. All right. And that's what I keep being told, is that you're too much of a workaholic. You sound
it's
like
it's
me.
It's not fair when all of you laugh at me. Mac would make you go away.
I'm not laughing at you, trust me, because I'm the same with you, okay? But what she's showing
Mom,
me.
Mom, I don't want him at home that much, please. Stop.
But what they're showing me is, or what I'm actually being shown, is that you're very, very like a workaholic, but you enjoy it. And you actually do it because you want to help people. It's not an ego thing. It's not a financial thing. It's not about fame. It's actually about helping. And you come from the heart. And not many and people see it, but they don't see it. You know, they judge you. There's this immediate judge, and she's like, "Well, I see it." And she's got her hands on her hips, kind of.
That's
oh
my
yeah,
mom.
You know. And
okay.
She's really sort of very, very strong here. She's but oh, okay. I have a gentleman that's stepping forward here, and who's given me so much love for you. Like, I don't know whether he's your father, because I feel like
yep,
like
that's
my
his dad.
Father and son,
good
father
chance.
Son, father son, just adorable. And you are so alike to him. You are a chip off the old block. I feel like you look like him. Your personality's like him.
Yeah, he does.
Either you might have even gone into the same line of work as him, as a doctor, you know, the word doctor. And he's just showing me that, I'm so proud of you, son. Now, for some reason, I want to fish. I want to kind of do something like sit by the side of you and do this kind of... it may not be fishing, and I often see fishing as an activity that a father and son would do. But I feel as though you and your dad would either do something, but not very often, because he was also a workaholic.
Yeah, Drew, this is not good radio. You need to speak into the mic. Okay, just so you know, nodding your head.
Well, you keep answering for me. It's all good.
Only because you're not answering.
Okay, I'm stunned. So okay.
And it's not very often that I'm speaking for you. So
all right,
well, enjoy it.
Now, are you using Drew? Is that your last name?
No.
Sorry, your middle name?
Yes.
Because he's showing me that you're not going by your real name.
Right.
Which may be his name.
Yes.
Because he's showing me you're not going by his name.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. And he understands that. And not many people know this.
Uh-huh.
And he realizes this, but he's like, who cares?
Right.
You are who you are. And he's so proud of you. Because he's showing me that he never got a chance to see this side of you. You know, he's showing me, I feel as though he pushed you and you... He pushed hard. He pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. But actually...
You're shaking your head again.
Yes.
I think he's just a little bit shocked.
I'm shocked, and I don't like it being like a deposition, right?
No. Yes.
Where are you on the night?
but also, he's very skeptical as well. So his brain's going, well, how does she know this stuff? And so he wants to believe, but there's that skepticism.
Right.
My dad's exactly the same.
All men are like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, not all. I don't want to put
them on. Anyway, he's talking about your dad's talking about your clothes at home. You're actually very strategic. You have everything kind of color-coded and very neat and everything else. And he's saying that he was exactly the same.
And he's not gay either.
No, I know. But it's like everything exactly the same and very organized. Yeah. And he's saying your office is a mess.
Yes.
That's my office.
All right. All right, your office is a mess. It needs tidying up. Okay.
Okay? No kidding.
But
I need a vacation, too.
Oh.
Right, Mort?
But he's actually shown me that he loves you very, very much. And he never came out with emotions.
Right.
For me to say he loves you is like, my dad never said that.
Yes.
But he needs to tell you. And the emotion that I have towards you is this absolute love. Mm. And he's just told me that you're changing people's lives and will continue to change people's lives. And he's saying what you have done for younger females particularly, or younger people, he said it's out of this world.
Wow.
And he's actually standing by you, and it's almost like he's watching you. Mm. And he's saying whether you believe it or not, sometimes you do talk to him. And there's this kind of like, I wonder if Dad's watching. Wonder what Dad would think. Wonder if he's proud of me.
Sure.
And he's saying he is. He's so proud of you. Mm. Can you look after Mum? And he's also just given you some roses to give to your Mum. Now, roses sometimes mean birthday and anniversary. So whether there is a birthday or an anniversary coming up, I don't know.
April. Well, he used to grow roses.
Their
anniversary is coming up in April.
And there you are.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's not the 15th or 16th, is it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. just check it out.
Okay. Happy tax day.
Yeah.
That's when my son's born. I mean, really, yeah. They take me to things that I recognize. So
I have an interesting question.
Okay, sure.
Because we have, you know, Drew's worked in rehab and he's had, you know, a lot of patients that were drug addicts that passed on. And we have Mackenzie Phillips here who has opened up her heart. And I was just wondering if you had any, besides my mother and Mort, who come through every single time, right
every
off the top.
Every single time we talk
really?
To a psychic.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh my
God.
And
almost exactly
I love
the
them
same way.
With all my heart, but I really wanted to see if if maybe we could tap in on a little bit of, I mean, you're not a huge celebrity rehab fan. I'm sure you didn't watch every episode.
I've never watched
it. You don't know who, you don't know, but Drew also has people that are other that might want to come through and say hello.
Okay. And also, Lisa, are you allergic to somebody in this room?
No, but I've started to sniff.
Okay.
And it's almost like someone either had a cocaine habit or a lot of... I'm sniffing. Yeah. And it started and I'm thinking, okay, let's just pull away from the microphone. No one needs to hear me snot around, you know? But I just... Okay. I got to go with this. Would there have been a female that actually had a drug addiction that crossed over that you were...
Lots of them.
Right. But for some reason, I do feel... I feel as though someone actually died through a drugs overdose, mm-hmm. and I feel like heroin or something that was injected.
Lots of those too.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get some clarification. I've got tattoos that are coming through. I feel as though someone had a lot of tattoos.
Okay.
And there was a I don't want to say there was a connection to music because that's so general. Give me something solid and concrete. Oh, oh my gosh. She wants to kind of run up and grab hold of you and jump on you. It's like, but it's like she was a real fun woman. I do feel as though it's, I don't think she was known though. I don't believe that she was known as in a celebrity. And it feels to me as though it was someone who I see oh. blonde hair, kind of lightish hair, but would change it. Do you know who this
I
would be?
I think I might know who this
okay,
is.
Okay, really kind of very young.
Yeah.
Like real kind of funky kind of...
Well, I know that a lot of those I've taken care of over the years, so I'm seeing lots of people.
Okay.
The one I'm thinking it might be... Does this person die of addiction?
There was an addiction about
but,
it.
But did she die of addiction?
I've just heard no. I just heard no. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, I just heard no. And... She had issues with her father as well. Does that make sense with
yep.
you? Okay.
Yeah.
She had a lot of issues with her father. But she also, and maybe it's the same situation, the Mackenzie kind of thing mm-hmm. And following on. But it's as though she had a lot of issues and you tried to help her and you could see the warning signs that were actually coming about. You knew how things were going to go and you kept warning her and warning her and warning her. All right, but she's showing me that she was in with the wrong crowd as well. And she's making me aware that maybe that's the reason why she passed and there was a feeling of other people involved in her. I actually have to go as far as to say possible murder.
Does this
He's shaking
like,
his head up and down.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Wow.
Okay. This is a possible
that's
murder.
That's what I thought this was.
Okay. And she's very like, oh my God, yeah!
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's like she wants to hang over your neck and kind of jump on you. I don't know how Susan will feel, but...
it's okay.
You know,
so it's okay.
In a way, can, I mean, just him. Because okay. you said it's someone young and it's a possible murder, is it safe to say that she's okay?
No, and I have to say she's very happy, but she knew that this was going to happen. Thank you. There was actually gang members, so there was a connection to a gang or something.
Jeez.
All right. There's a connection to a gang or a group of people.
Could be.
And what she's showing me is that you warned her about all of this, and she's saying that she never took your advice. But there's something about ODing. She either overdosed, and maybe that's how she came to you. But there is a connection to having, I don't know what this would mean, but there was a lot of alcohol as well. Mm. Just a lot of addictions.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just saying that you're the best. Yeah, you're the best. Yeah, you know, and that's how she would be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
This is not a famous person, though.
No.
This
no.
is somebody I actually worked with.
Actually, oh.
Right. But she's telling you how much she loves you, you know, because and she wants to thank you for all, for she thanks you for everything that you have done for her, but she couldn't see it. And actually, she was stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
She was very stubborn.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned murder, and I always thought it was a murder, but it went down as a suicide.
No.
Yeah.
How much can I say?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. I feel as though there's a connection to possibly someone she was dating or involved with.
1,000%.
And that's
what I always thought.
That's absolutely where it came from.
Yeah.
And I feel as though there was a knife that was actually involved or held at knife point or something. And she was the scapegoat.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm shaking.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You always give me the good stuff, don't you?
I do.
Well, you got any name come through?
I don't. You know, there was a couple. I got Jan. I got Mary. I got random stuff, but nothing solid came through. It was just her personality, her funness about her. But it's as though you called her something different or there was a nickname for her. She was never known by her first name. All right, she was known by, it's like I call my friend Jonesy, she, you know, and her
right.
name's Andrea. Yeah.
But you can't say her name, can you?
I'm not sure I remember it accurately, but I know that she was, I called her something different than
yeah,
her,
you called her something very
her
different.
Than her family called her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and,
wow.
and because it how it works.
How many years ago was this?
Over 10.
Wow. I was going to say 14.
Yeah, like I was going to say 15.
This was so. Before Celebrity Rehab, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
What do you do during the day? Where do you go?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me what's going
what
on?
These people you work
yeah.
with.
And, you know, I know nothing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not talking.
No, that's okay. But it just felt to me as though she, you know, you knew it was going to happen.
Wow.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah, you knew something was going on.
But I was shocked at what happened.
So. This wasn't a suicide, and I have to tell you it wasn't.
That was my feeling, too.
Because I just feel as though there was other things. And there was other situations, but it was very hidden. Oh, and it was actually hidden because... the police investigation was actually hidden as well. Mm. And actually, I do believe that whoever it was knew someone in the police, and that's where it got covered up.
Oh, that happens sometimes. Well, because my question was justice served on this matter? I'm going to go ahead and assume no.
No, it wasn't.
That's why she came through?
That's why she came through, because trust me, I don't hold
but
back.
But could you, right. Is Jeff here? Could you find
Jeff?
Jeff? I don't know. I want to conjure up
Jeff.
She
wants to talk to Jeff.
Hold on, Doll of Dead.
1-800-DOLL-THE-DEAD.
1-800-DOLL-THE-DEAD. I don't know who Jeff is. Who's Jeff?
Jeffrey, I don't know.
Anybody else come through?
Oh, jeez. See, you don't want to go now, do you?
Yeah, you're staying. We got him all night.
I haven't talked to this one. That hurt in a long time.
No, I just was curious if anybody from the... that is recognizable that Drew worked with. And actually, just a quick hello.
And
we
while
don't have
you,
to go into it.
And while you think about that, Dr. Drew, how do you, because you are, you know, a little bit skeptical, you know, obviously
skeptical.
Being in the medical field.
But I'm always
but this
amazed.
Is happening right
I
now.
Know, I'm always amazed at this stuff. I don't know what this is. I don't know.
I don't either.
But I know that my dad comes through in the same way every time.
Really? And my mom.
And her
she's
mom comes
a little,
through the
Do
same.
You think
they
both
were a little, they're
push
more clear with Lisa.
With Lisa.
Desi.
Oh, are they?
Do you
more
think
rich,
both can be true? I mean, but this can be happening and that can be happening?
What's that?
Science.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, but the right brain and the left brain and
that's,
spirit
I'm
and carbon-based.
I'm a huge, huge believer in the right brain and the whatever that is.
Right.
And I wonder if, I don't know what it is.
FYI, I wouldn't be sitting here doing a podcast about it if he didn't have some idea that something was out there.
Right, intuition. I put a lot of faith
in human
intuition.
I'm not just crazy, you know.
Right. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happening. I know women have a lot more of it than men.
Yeah.
You would actually be surprised.
I think
maybe men are more open to it.
Generally speaking,
Generally
speaking, I think that whatever that big corpus callosum is that hooks you guys into that right side gives you that capacity.
It's quite interesting because the amount of guys that I train, once they fully surrender, they're actually better than the women.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
When they allow themselves.
When
to
they
be.
Allow themselves, and a lot of it is about life experience. If a medium has had a lot of life experience, they pull upon those life experiences, and therefore they because they're in their consciousness. You can actually say it. So, for instance, my grandmother's name was Josie. If someone's coming through, I'm going to see my nan.
There's more imagery.
You know, there's more imagery.
Sure. And you have to be able to decipher through it.
Absolutely. And it's, again, the incest when I was talking there. I was in a relationship with a guy who was sleeping with his sister, and his mother knew about it. So, you know, you see things that you can relate. I've never actually said that on air, but by the way, that happened.
Wow.
I've caught them in bed. It was quite disturbing. But so you see things that you can relate to. Gina, close your mouth.
Wow.
But you see things, and that's how it works.
Wow.
You know, and I've always wanted to have like electrodes on my head when I get into witchy woo mode to see how my brain
it probably lights up like a Christmas tree.
We should
tree.
Do fMRI.
Yeah. I would love to do that because
that'll be on the next episode of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Yeah,
so, I know Susan really, really wants to know if there's anyone we would all
drummer?
Recognize.
Who's the drummer? I got someone who's drumming.
Mike Starr.
I got someone who's drumming, and he's kind of, it's like he played in some rock
band. Well, that's probably another way you're...
And I feel as though he played in some rock band.
Keep going with that.
I almost want to say something kind of heavy metal. I know Guns N' Roses kind of feeling,
you know. I have a Guns N' Roses drummer, but he's still alive.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Let's keep it that way.
We like him. But it's like, I just kept being shown this like...
Okay.
Kind of really heavy, heavy drum. And what he's giving me is like, hey, and I want to kind of do the knuckle bump.
The fist bump.
You know, the kind of fist bump. And he's like, you tried to help him so much. Oh my God, you tried to help him. And you were talking to a brick wall. You kept talking and talking and talking. It was going in one ear and out the other. And sometimes it would resonate, you know. And he's flicking his hair for some
long
reason.
Hair.
Long
hair. That's Mike Starr.
It is.
Long
and he
hair.
Sends me animals. So
right.
That's why I had a bob.
Dr.
Bob
Drew, you're making some faces. What does that sound
familiar? I'm having an emotional reaction.
Yeah.
Because,
and he's,
because I talked and talked and talked.
Oh, he was like, you talked to you were blue in the face. In fact, there were one time that you never went home. home, and you continued to talk and talk and talk, and probably she was waiting all
the
time.
Yeah, I was out in the parking lot or something.
And you were like talking, talking, talking. And it's like, come on, dude. And you would try different tactics, different techniques. You were trying to angle it in a different way, in a different... And you even shared some of your own stories and your own emotional side. And he's like... And you, I feel like you loved this guy like a brother in that respect. And also, there's... Now, this is interesting. What he's such a sweet guy, actually. Yes. Really, very, very sweet guy. And he showed me he had children, okay? So,
or there was Mac, do you know that? Does he have kids?
I don't know that
okay.
Mike had any
did he
kids.
Have okay if he didn't have children, he may have had a niece that he was close to, or there may have been children that he was close to. I'm going to leave it there. But what he's actually making me aware of is that he loved you like a brother. You were kind of like that brotherly, you were the person that he could turn to. And I feel like he had your number on speed dial.
Oh yeah,
you know. And he would call you up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and have random texts.
And I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was right next to you.
And he would have, you would have random stuff, and you would always get up. You would always make time. You would always do it. And he actually, that's what, thank you. He's just reminded me that you wrote something for him, that you wrote either a speech or you did a press release, or there was something that you did that you spoke about him in a public setting.
Okay.
Whether it was a eulogy, whether, I don't know what
I'm
it
sure
was.
I'm sure I have many times.
And he's actually thanking you for the kind words.
No,
because
you
did.
Because what you did is you changed people's viewpoints
about it
on him, and you changed people's viewpoints about what was the reality. Mm. He's like, man, you don't know how much you change people's lives. Mm. And that's how he is. Man, you don't know how much you change people's
sounds
lives.
Like Mike, doesn't it? Sounds like Mike, doesn't it, Mac?
You know?
Yeah, and it sounds like him.
You knew him. He was in your episode, right?
Yeah, I loved Monkey Star.
Everybody
I loved
him.
That boy
everybody
so much.
And we have this just in from our wonderful producer that Wiki says that he did have a son named Preston.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you,
Rich. Was Mike short as well?
Shorter, yeah.
But he's shorter than you.
Yeah,
okay, and because he was showing me he was shorter than you, and he would have to look up to you. You know, but he's just given me, I mean, adorable.
I'll just throw my emotion. Does he know I'm really angry about some stuff? Really angry.
He said there was a lot of things that we never got chance to say and clear up. Do you want?
It's not angry. I'm not angry towards
him. No, not towards him, but there was some things that either he never got chance to clear up because there was something that he never got chance to clear up.
I'm sure of that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know what. Why would the color green mean something? Did he always wear a green shirt or?
He vomited green everywhere.
I don't know.
Shelly had to clean it up.
Think about it because you might even have a photograph of you and him being in a green shirt. Oh. I don't know.
I could see that.
But what he's also okay.
What was the name of the band he was in?
One of them was Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I know.
Over my head. But what he's showing me is, would you be angry at his family and the way that
I forgive. I used to be.
I'm mad at his dad.
Well, I'm not. His dad was a sick guy too, you know, and I feel really bad for his dad. And his dad suffered.
There was a lot of suffering.
I'm mad at my peers.
Right, okay.
I'm mad at doctors. I feel like my peers killed
him. Yeah, because what he's showing me is he's
I'm really mad.
You were angry about what happened around him.
I'm angry. Mac, do you know the story? We were talking, and he decided he was doing really, really well and decided he's going to...
Did he leave?
Yes.
He decided,
I'm good. I'm starting a new band in Utah. I'm going to live at Cirque Lodge. Right. There's some sort of sober living near Cirque Lodge.
Sorry, can I just... He said, I had everything lined up.
Yes,
but it never happened.
Well, not only that, we knew whatever it was, it wouldn't work.
Because
he was too fragile.
What he's showing me is that he was good. He was good.
That's what he said.
And that's his words. And he's holding his hands up, I'm good.
That's him.
And I want to go like, I don't know whether he was clean for 2 weeks or something, but there's two months.
Might have been 2 years at that point.
Right,
it was a long time. He's been sober for
a while. Hey, I'm good.
No, it was about 8 months probably.
And he'd done a lot of work on himself. And what he's showing me is all of this had been set up either before he'd gone into rehab or something.
Oh, that I don't
and,
know.
And it was kind of bubbling under the surface. And then all of the things, everything started to solidify. And it was like, and then he's showing me that he just walked.
Yeah.
He literally, and no one stopped him.
Well,
and we couldn't.
We tried.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
And no one stopped him. And that's when he just went, I'm going, hey, look, dude, I'm going to be fine.
It's fine. And I'm living with sober guys. We got a new band. Yeah, we are great. What are you guys worried about?
And then he met either a friend of his or someone was doing drugs or whatever it was, and it was downhill.
Well, what I got, and he must have probably been using by that point, Mac, was he called me and goes, I got back pain. And,
yeah.
I said, Mike, whatever you do, please don't tell a doctor you have back pain.
Oh, well.
Fucking right, do not tell a doctor you have back pain. 2 weeks later, he's dead.
Oh, my God.
I have back pain every day, and I will not.
Mac, you call me, and you listen to me, goddammit.
Take a Tylenol.
Meditation. There's the two.
It is just the scariest thought in the world for me to even think of going to a doctor, Drew, other than talking to you about
stuff. Please, don't go without talking to me.
Wow.
I wouldn't dream of it.
God bless you.
I wouldn't dream of it.
But Mac, he went, and he had the pills given to him at his bedside that he overdosed on, and that was that. That was that.
And you think it was 2 weeks?
I thought he had, Lisa.
I kept seeing 2 weeks. I just kept seeing something about two weeks.
Two weeks later.
And I mean, that's quick.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he already was using or whatever it might have been.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
But hey, it's good. I mean,
hey, Lisa, good. Hey,
yeah, he's just like, hey, I'm good.
Feeling a lot better now.
You know,
hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Does he know how much we love him and miss him?
He's saying, "Of course I do. You tell me all the time." It's like people tell him all the time.
Well, people do tell him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know, he's taken me to his, like, burial ground or his burial site, and he's shown me a lot of people go and visit him.
Oh, his mom and his sister, I'm sure.
You know, everyone goes.
I'm going to go see somebody he was close with. Wonder if he, maybe tomorrow, does he have anything? Does he understand what that is or anything?
I don't know why. I keep being shown sister, all right? So I'm not sure if you go and see his sister. But
just a friend. He
wants to acknowledge his sister.
His sister does call me stuff still.
He does want to acknowledge his sister.
I do call his sister.
But what he's showing me here is, okay, whoever you're going to see, I don't know whether they were clean as well. They're clean. I feel as though he was in the same group with him. And he just wants to say, I'm proud of you. Because I feel as though they've actually... Why am I seeing jelly beans? Jeez. Okay, jelly beans. My friend's in rehab at the moment. She said to her, here we go. And she actually said to me, she said, will you bring me jelly beans when you come and see me? So whether this person's in rehab now, because I kept being shown there's a connection to rehab. And that's where I've got the jelly beans. It just triggered me to something I relate to.
I know who you're going to see, Drew.
Okay, and I'm going to tell him that that Mike is proud.
Because I saw him today.
Oh my God. So I'll have to talk to you. So I'm going to go by there tomorrow. Okay,
we can't say who it is.
No,
but
no,
of course not. Of course not.
Thank you, Lisa.
But I know this patient, this person had incredible affection for Mike.
Lots
incredible.
Of love.
Oh, good.
So he was really torn up by Mike passing.
And
so, and
you guys, when you're on your way to Loveline tonight, you guys can talk in the car.
Me and Mac, okay.
No, you.
Oh,
and,
me and Mike.
You and Mike, yeah. You guys can have a conversation. And
now it's Judy.
That was incredible. And we're gonna have to take a quick break here because, as usual, our guests never want to leave.
I bet.
With good reason. And Mac, I thank you for staying on the line. I know that this is pretty intense, and I'm glad you did. I'm sorry Jeff Conway didn't make a visit, but that's okay with me because Mike Starr came through, and I adore
Mikey,
him.
Mikey.
Yeah,
yes.
Mikey.
Lisa, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to my dad again for a minute.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. And Susan and Drew, I love you guys.
Right,
okay,
I'll
love you too. Thank you.
Whew, I don't smoke, but I might need to go down and have a cigarette after the show.
I need a glass of wine and I don't drink.
You point? I don't care. Anything. I need it. This is amazing. What an amazing show.
Okay, so we want everybody to check out Calling Out with SusanPinsky.com for photographs and links to all of our guests, and also LisaWilliams.com. You can find her information there as well. And we are on Twitter at First Lady of Love, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes so that it will automatically download for us and we can keep moving forward with our podcasts. And did I miss anybody?
Twitter at Gina Grad.
Oh,
and Lisa, just thank you.
And Mackenzie Phillips is working at the Pasadena Recovery Center in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to mention that because that is her life path now. And thank you, Gina.
Thank
Love you.
You
as always, and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another fascinating episode of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. For more information about Lisa Williams, go to lisawilliams.com. And a big thanks to special guests Dr. Drew Pinsky and Mackenzie Phillips. The Calling Out theme song is written, produced, and performed by Rayvon Owen, who will soon be releasing his debut self-titled EP. For more information, go to rayvonowen.com. Be here next week for another mind-blowing episode of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Call it out.